We'll go ahead and continue the call with Washington coach Chris Peterson, and the Huskies are home hosting UCLA on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question comes from the line of Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
Hey, Leo.
Coach, Jimbo Fisher is a big proponent back here of going to two bye weeks. What's your feeling on that?
I don't really have a feeling on two bye weeks. We've been talking out here about, you know, there's a couple teams that don't really even have a bye week. USC has to play all the way through, and I think Washington State plays all the way through till the very last game of the playoffs to get a bye. You know, if it kind of put a little bit more symmetry into everybody's schedule and it was kind of all the same, I think that that could be a good thing. The problem is you start, you know, extending the season, which way do you extend it? You know, we're already not really wanting to bring our guys in earlier than we are. So, you know, I think some of the details got to be worked out.
Coach, everybody talks about the bye week, how it helps the players. Do coaches need to decompress as well?
Absolutely, for sure. Now, I don't know how much decompressing there's going on. It's a little bit different rhythm to your week, but you're every bit just as busy with catching up with recruiting and self-scouting, and you're usually out for a few days. And so, but it is, you know, it's different than the normal part of the season, but I do think decompressing and catching your breath is important.
Coach, last question, and thank you for your time again today. There's a big problem right now with the NCAA with basketball, and I think the problem is the AAU. The football, you don't have that problem because there is no other football league than high school football. Is that the big plus? Is that if you don't play high school football, you don't get noticed?
Well, I think one of the things – say your question again. I'm not exactly sure where you're going with this.
The NCAA, their big problem with basketball is that coaches have to deal with AAU teams as
right.
well as high school teams.
Right.
There's no AAU football.
But there's still guys that are kind of players in these kids' lives, whether they're 7-on-7 coaches or, you know, trainers or whatever. And so it's not as prevalent, obviously, probably as it is in basketball, but we still feel some of that with those type of guys.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Leo.
Your next question is from Lindsay Schnell, USA Today.
Hey, Chris, I actually wanted to follow up on that. I was curious with the scandal right now in college basketball. Are you concerned about it, you know, getting more into football? I think we can all agree it probably is happening already to a certain degree at some places. But that with as 7-on-7 gets bigger, that shoe companies are going to have more influence and middlemen are going to have more influence?
Yeah. You know, I don't really know how it all works, but I do know that the basketball coaches were telling us a handful of years ago, the 7-on-7 is going to be the thing that you guys have to deal with, like we have to deal with the AAU basketball. And so, you know, I didn't know anything about these, you know, the shoe companies giving guys money and all that kind of stuff, but I guess there's that stuff that goes on that outfits these kids. And, yeah, I mean, anytime you get money and outside people, influencers involved, it's always going to be a problem.
Do you, like when you're recruiting a kid, is it a red flag to you if it's not his immediate family or the people who raised him who are involved in the recruitment? Do you find that you, you know, have middlemen sometimes, and does that make you want to run away?
Well, sure. I mean, you know, what you really want to do is just do the recruiting thing right. You know, you want a kid to, like, make a decision for the right reasons, and it just seems like when he's going to make it for the right reasons, he needs good advice. And that's usually going to come from his parents and his coach. You know, those are the people that, you know, want the best for the guy. And so I think when it's those things, it always seems to work better and more efficiently.
Thank you.
Okay.
And again, to ask a question, that's star one.
Any further questions for Coach? Last chance. We do have one more.
Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Chris. Obviously, it sounds like a lot of excitement in Seattle about the Don James statue that's being unveiled on Friday. I know you've mentioned him as someone you sort of grew up admiring. What did you admire about him, and is there anything that you try and emulate?
Well, I just really admired Washington's program when I was growing up. You know, that's when they were playing in a bunch of Rose Bowls and playing the best, you know, football for a big chunk of time that Washington's probably ever played. And Coach James was the coach then, and so, you know, you admire that. And since I've been here, you know, I've got to find out more about him and how he operated. And, you know, it's just, I mean, I think it's one thing to win for a year or two. It's another thing to have that sustained success, you know, for a long period of time. I think it just really says, you know, about your process, about your system. You talk to so many coaches that were influenced by him. You know, I mean, Nick Saban and, you know, just on down the line, and a ton of assistants just would say, well, we got that from Coach James. And it's like, huh? You worked with him too? I mean, he just influenced so many people. And I think he was kind of ahead of his time in terms of how he was doing things.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, Ashley.
All right, that'll do it for today, Chris. Appreciate your time. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see.
Bye now.